This is an interview with Mr. C.B. Baldwin at his home in Greenwich, Connecticut, February 24, 1965. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. So if you care to start then with some sort of a summary of your background and what you were doing in the administration before you was
and how I happened to
appointed
come
as a foreign security administrator.
And how I happened to come to Washington. And
yeah, what you were doing prior to that time and anything that might help us put you in focus on this whole business.
Well, I was born in Radford, Virginia, small town Virginia. My family were small business people. My grandfather was a captain in the Confederate Army when he was 16 years old. I was brought up with a good deal of the background of the Old South, but a little bit different.
It doesn't sound like a New Deal Democrat.
Yeah. I remember my grandfather telling me he died when I was 12 years old, but I have very vivid recollection of him, that after I'd been exposed to his brother-in-law for some time, who was a rabid Southerner, and my grandfather said, Benham, which is my mother's maiden name, the name that I was called by before this thing of Beanie stuck. It's a good thing the North won the war. I was absolutely shocked. But by that time, he had two of his sons had gone to the Middle West, and he used to visit them. And he became really quite an enlightened Southerner.
Mm-hmm.
My father was really a sort of a firebrand. He was a very good small businessman. We were comfortably off, but never had very much money. But we were able to live in the top 10% of the families, I guess, in our hometown. But he got interested in public car back in, I guess, in the 20s. And he was responsible for the town buying out the local power company. That's before we had these giant utility complexes. And he made a terrific fight. As a result, the town still owns the power system, which is very unusual. And I suspect that this had a good deal to do with my subsequent political development, because he had to take on all the vested interests that were supporting the power company, even in the town. And it finally came to a vote as to whether or not they were going to sell out to one of the big power systems. And it was a freeholder's vote. You know what a freeholder's vote is?
No.
Freeholder's vote is a vote that only people who own property can vote. And so he found out that the power company had moved in with a certain amount of liquor and entertainment to get the leading citizens in the town on their side. And the clerk of the court who kept the registration list, kept the property records of the town, found out that the power company lawyers and representatives had deeded one lot to about 150 people to make them eligible to vote. So my father got busy, and he had an old swampy lot, probably wasn't worth $25, I guess, so he deeded this to 300 and some people. So we won the election.